Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's Tuesday, August 27th. Sean Carey here. Steve, in just a moment, we'll check in from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. We're on Facebook. Give us a like. We're on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU and our email stevejones@wkok.com, and subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. Search Steve Jones Show and we can drop the shows right to your smartphone and tablets. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere, and you always have access to at least 3 months worth of previous shows on our homepage at stevejonesshow.com. All right, it is game week. Penn State, Idaho, Saturday, 3:30, Beaver Stadium. 2 o'clock will be the tailgate show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK with Steve and Jack and Roger and Derek. Looking forward to hearing the guys once again for another season of Penn State football. Earlier today, head coach James Franklin had his first pregame press conference.
He did.
Got that on the docket if you'd like, and some other things. And parking. Parking's a big thing, too, we'll talk about.
Yeah, I was on another show earlier today. I was a guest. And he said, man, they put out the depth chart. What do you think of the depth chart? I said, I don't know. I didn't even know they put it out. I said, I mean, I've been watching it every day for 3 weeks. I said, I don't know what's on there. I said, frankly, I don't care. I said, that wasn't the answer they were looking for. But I hadn't seen it at that point. You know, I finally saw it now. But it goes back to, like, linebacker. Remember in the spring we told you about Cam Brown? I remember what I said Jesse Luketa would probably get the start. Well, it helps when you have a great source. Like Brent Pry. if you have a really great source, like the person that makes the choice, it usually helps you in your commentary. All right. So we got Bill Morschbacher today, right?
Parking.
Yes, parking.
Yes. You and I don't have to worry about that, but quite a few have to.
Well, it's not parking. We have to worry about parking.
No.
No, seriously, we have to worry about parking. We have to do the same thing everybody else does.
That's true. We don't have escorts that bring us in every single week. That's true.
I mean, I don't get choppered in. I don't know about you.
No.
So I'm going to have to go the west side. Now, I've never gone this way before. So I'm going to have to go down Atherton Street and then get on Park Avenue and go that way. I mean, and to be honest with you, I'm going to leave earlier than I normally do just to make sure I've run my route right here. And that's going to be, to me, a very important part. And it's going to be one way, starting at 11:30 on Saturday. Then for Buffalo, it's going to be one way starting at 3:30 on the 7th. And for Pitt, it's going to be one way beginning at 8:30 in the morning. Which, by the way, is going to be same deal for the Purdue game, which is also a noon start. we all have to, as I pointed out to people when I've gone out to speak, because I've been obviously asked about it, I have to do the same thing you do. I have to drive in the way I've always gone from where I live. This will be completely different for me, but that's the way they need to have it done, so you do it. And I've also told people there's been a lot of hand-wringing and people upset about certain items. I said, you haven't even tried it yet. Once you try it, maybe you find out, it's not so bad. Or maybe you find out you like it. Or maybe you find out that what you were concerned about was well-founded, so you then open the door to making a complaint about it. But you have to try it a couple times before you complain about it. The problem that they have here, the plan is complete common sense. If you're on the south side, you go up Porter, you go up University Drive. You're in the north, you come down Fox Hollow Road. If you're in the east, you get off I-99, you take Park Avenue in. And if you're in the west, you take Atherton and you take Park Avenue in. Okay. That makes sense. The problem that they have, which is the problem they have zero control over. And the problem that in having zero control is that they have no control over the infrastructure. You take Park Avenue coming in from I-99. That road can't be any better built coming in. So if you're coming in from the east, I think you're in a terrific situation. Because that infrastructure is really good. Now, from the south, the fact they have two options of University Drive and Porter, you're okay there. Fox Hollow Road coming in from the north, there's nothing Penn State can do about the fact it's a two-lane road. And Park Avenue coming in from the west, same story. From Atherton to McKee Street is all two lanes. It then finally opens up the three lanes before you get to University Drive. That's the part they can't control. And that will be... the plan makes sense, but they have not been handed the best deck on infrastructure. Opening game, let's give you, Cam Brown can't play the first half because of the targeting call in the Kentucky game. All right, we've established that a long, long time ago. We've reiterated it several times. Believe it or not, the best player for Idaho, Christian Ellis, their middle linebacker, and you look at the tape, he is the best player they have. Suspended. Incident at a Walmart. And this other kid, Dalton Cash, did something. I know what it is. I heard about it. So I'm not going to really get into it. They've also got their top wideout, DJ Lee, suspended. There was one other guy that was suspended, too. But they suspended four guys for the game. They have a lot of JC guys. They have a lot of transfers. Uh, Let's see. I think James mentioned the green light thing on the freshman today, didn't he? Obviously, Keaton Ellis is one. Let's see. Who are the green light guys? I thought I saw Keaton Ellis was definitely one. Lance Dixon, Brandon Smith, Adisa Isaac, Caden Wallace, Noah Kane, Devin Ford. Now, Jaquan Brisker is not a freshman. The JC kid. But there you go. The so those are some of the. Oh, let's see. Yeah, Weston Carr, Jordan Stout, Jaquan Brisker, Devin Ford, Noah Kane, Caden Wallace, Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon, Adisa Isaac, Keaton Ellis, freshman green light. Now, technically, Stout and Brisker and Carr are not freshmen, but they're first year players in the program. Stout, let's see, Carr's a senior. Brisker's a junior. Stout is a redshirt sophomore. All the other ones are freshmen. So I got some information out there. So there you go. Got some info. Got a depth chart. Now you can go. Now you can go to the game. You got your depth chart. You're good. All right, we'll hear parts of James Franklin's press conference in the next half hour. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, great to have you with us on the show. And we're going to have our announce crew for the all of our broadcasts coming up, at least most of them. I guess one guy's a no-show. On Thursday, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, Kebber the Chief, 50-50 coin flip. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. At this point, I'm not worried about it. It'll all fall into place like it always does.
Well, of course, it'll fall into place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as usual, we'll have reliable Greg Wetzel.
Absolutely.
Reliable Josh Showers. And then the guessing game. It's a guessing game, don't you think?
Yeah, it's almost like throwing a dart on a dartboard, seeing where it lands.
Yeah, it's a guessing game. Oh, well. Okay. We'll hear from James Franklin in just a bit. Looking forward to that and his thoughts from his press conference earlier today. Then Bill Morschbacher on parking. Well, not just parking, but driving in. You know where you're parked. Although there's certain people that I always love the confused people. It's the confused people that drive you crazy. I used to drive in Puddintown Road to Orchard Road, then I'd pick up Park Avenue. So I'd sit there, and I'm the only car at Orchard. I just have to make a left. All the traffic is completely stopped because they are spending time talking to the confused person. Yes. Incredible. The confused person. Stop talking to them.
Seems like more of that goes on the first couple of home games of the year.
No, it goes on every game. I can attest to you all the time.
I guess I've lucked out. I see most of it happening in September.
No, I see it all the time. Look at your pass, will you? Look at a map. Ay, ay, ay. You sit there, you just shake your head.
Especially for those that have been on the road for several hours. And so you can look that up, have someone in your, you know, in your group, in your car, look it up on your phone so you're good to go when you finally hop off the highway.
Absolutely. Or you can look ahead of time. All right, you can try it the day before, whatever, you know.
More and more of this falling into the Captain Obvious category.
It's like having a 1-hour staff meeting on Monday, you know, and stuff that you could have probably solved in 10 minutes if you'd been prepared. So, you know, it's a different story, I guess.
Yeah, right. Although it was today, not yesterday.
It was today. I mean, you had to even wait. You had to wait a day?
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, we had some prominent people with the day off yesterday. Yes. Our guy.
We're in the middle of the season. Now we're taking days off.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, you know, you had to sneak one in because this is, you know, to him, the most, you know, wonderful time of the year. So it was his golden opportunity to squeeze in one day off before we flip the calendar to September.
But we're in the middle of the season.
I know. I'm with you. We're in lockdown now till Thanksgiving. Let me rephrase that. It's not lockdown. It's just we do what we do. We love what we do, and it's now a sprint to Thanksgiving. And for a lot of us, the season goes by that quick.
Oh, he'll take Labor Day off. There'll be Arbor Day. Every time you turn around, it's going to be something.
Yeah, Columbus Day in October.
Columbus Day. I mean, you wonder why on Friday night's game you might refer to them as Danville 3 or 4 times. Golly.
He did have an exciting game, though, on Friday night. Danville come from behind win, 13-9 over the Braves.
I guess at the end when he yelled out, "Way to go, Ward 4, I thought that was a little bit much.
I'll double-check that. I don't think Danville's... Maybe he does live in Ward 4. I don't know.
Oh, no, he lives in Ward 4. It's good. Way to go, Ward 4. We've done it. That was a little bit much for the Shikellamy fans to hear, I think.
We edited that out of the podcast.
Had to.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Bill Morschbacher in the next half hour on driving into Beaver Stadium.
something that's on your mind, so we'll ask some questions on your behalf. I know it was a bit unusual for our listeners on Friday night to hear the opposing team cheered for, but somebody happens to be a Danville resident and also the head of Ward 4. So in the game-winning play by Danville, when he yelled out, "Way to go, Ward 4, everybody's up for re-election. You just have to remember those things. I mean, Sean, I'm
glad we got it out of the way in week one. Won't have to worry about it the rest of the regular season.
No, I'm telling you right now, they're going to play Jersey Shore. He goes, "Hey, by the way, everybody in Ward 4.
That's where Seelens Grove will be on Friday night. Rematch of the District 4 Quad A Championship from last November.
Well, we can tell you which team the Shikellamy broadcaster is rooting for. All right. his constituency. It's really great. Our other play-by-play people have no political connections anywhere, and they're actually free to do the games. All right, so I'm very fair.
Some go golfing, some have to go door to door.
Some people have a good time, and other people just think they're just real or imagined, feel like they're putting out fires every hour. James Franklin met with the media today at Beaver Stadium.
Appreciate everybody coming out. Obviously, I'd like to start with a statement. You know, I think you guys all know yesterday Penn State Health issued a statement rejecting Dr. Lynch's claims. We'll continue to vigorously defend our program and all its participants in this manner. As always, the health and well-being of our student athletes is the utmost importance to us. But after that, you know, we'll have no further comments. So I just wanted to make sure we covered that. On positive news, academically, I don't know if you guys saw, we put out yesterday, very proud of what our guys accomplished this summer. And we're talking about, you know, some guys that took up to, I think, 21 credits. In the summer, a couple guys with 18 credits, very similar to what Saquon did a couple summers ago. But with that, we had 32 guys earn from a 3.0 to a 3.49, 17 guys that earned a 3.5 to a 3.99, and then 11 guys that earned a 4.0 for summer school. So really proud of how our guys are handling their business, which is awesome. Obviously, getting into the Idaho game, we've never played Idaho before. You know, there's not too many things, you know, when you talk about 2019 that you can say from a football perspective that's never happened before. So playing Idaho for the first time, Coach Petrino, I think everybody is familiar with Coach Petrino, his family. He's got a football family, very well respected in his seventh season, was Conference Coach of the Year a few years back. They returned 14 starters. I won't get into a whole lot of the stuff that you guys are already aware of. But Coach Sinkovich, the offensive coordinator, he's been the offensive coordinator all 7 years there. If you look in 2016, they had a phenomenal year offensively, really across the board. Spread offense scheme, but they will go 11 personnel, 10 personnel, 12, and then you'll also see they'll bring an extra tackle in on short yards and go some 22T personnel. You know, their schemes that they love to do is split flow zone that everybody seems to be running now, the old school power G, zone read, stretch weak. And then obviously impressed with their quarterback, Mason Petrino, wide receiver Jeff Cotton, and then wide receiver Cutrell Haywood. Defensively, Coach Bresky, fifth year as a defense coordinator at Idaho, 39 years of coaching experience, has been a defensive coordinator for a very, very long time. They're a base front 4-2. They'll mix in some three-down stuff on third down. primary coverage. You're talking about some type of quarters, cover four. They will mix in some fire zone 33 or cover one. Guys that we're impressed with is their defensive tackle, number 55, Rashawn Crawford. If I've read this correctly, 5'10", 297 last year, but I think he's like 330 pounds right now is what I saw most recently listed. Strong safety number 25, Jalen Hoover, and then also cornerback number 5, Lloyd Hightower. And then on special teams, Adam Bresky, in his first season as a special teams coordinator there, impressed with their – something you don't see very often anymore is Cade Coffey handles both their kicking and punting duties, really does it all. You don't see that very often anymore. So looking forward to that opportunity. We've had a great camp. We're as healthy as we have been in a training camp, after a training camp in a long time. A lot of the sports science adjustments we've made after gaining all this information over the last couple of years has been really valuable. So we're in a good place. You know, this is going to be obviously an important week of prep for us, and then go out and play well on Saturday and build confidence. So, excited about the opportunity, excited about Idaho coming in here. I think you guys know I got some history with that part of the country. I was a GA at Washington State. My wife went to Washington State. What I was told, is my time out there is when Washington State and Idaho used to play against each other years ago, the loser would have to walk back to the other campus. They're only about 7 miles apart. Excited about the opportunity, excited about the game, and open up to questions.
We'll start with Rich Scarcella from the Reading Eagle.
Good afternoon, James.
Hey, Rich.
What was the deciding factor or factors in naming Sean Clifford the starter, and how did Will Levis handle the decision?
Yeah, Will handles everything extremely well. Mom and dad were really good about it, too. I mean, obviously disappointing. You want to be the starting quarterback. I get that. But handled it extremely well. I think it really, comes down to, a lot of things. I think, obviously, consistency, for us, very similar to when we named, Trace the starting quarterback. The experience factored in. You got an older guy who played in games and really had, competed like crazy and done everything that, he needed to do from the time the season ended. But Will did as well, and we think Will's very, very talented and got a very, very bright future. But I think, when it's close like that, you're always going to go with the older, more experienced player. And that's, that's really what Sean is and has done a great job. So, he's both of those guys have earned all the coaches' respect. Obviously, he's also earned all the players' respect. And then obviously you see Sean was also voted as a captain. So all those things kind of factor into it.
Derek LeVar, Spoke Spare Times leader.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, Derek. How are you?
Good. Just sort of building off that, James, as a coach, how do you handle the aftermath of a quarterback decision? You talked about Will handled it pretty well, but, we're seeing across the country QBs looking to transfer, less than 24 hours after teams name a starter. So how did you approach that with Will, and was your approach any different now maybe than it was even 3 years ago with Trace and Tommy?
No, really no different. Where we are probably different at the quarterback position than we are at other positions. Is we'll bring those guys into my office. So me and the offensive coordinator will bring them in, tell them the decision that's been made, why the decision has been made. That's how I've done it for 9 years. And see if there's any questions. And then kind of keep it moving. And then we usually tell the one guy, and then we ask him to keep it quiet because we don't want guys to hear about it before we've had a chance to talk to them. And based on academic schedules and things like that, sometimes you can't meet with them right after one another. So meet with both of them, and then, obviously, I'll let the team know, because same thing. I really don't like the team as a whole or players individually to find out things, online, through the media, through social media, whatever it is, before they've heard it from us. So we try to kind of have that process that the family, hears these decisions first before it's announced publicly. So, that's how we've handled it. We've handled it that way for 9 years. For the most part, it's never an easy conversation to have, and there's disappointment. But for the most part, it's gone as well as you could expect.
Mark Wilgenrich, Allentown Morning Call.
James, how are you?
Hey, Mark.
A few points that your defensive players made in the offseason regarded finishing games, closing games, and getting turnovers, especially fumbles. So what new ways did you address those two elements during training camp?
Could I get a in-house media translation? Okay. Sorry, you were breaking up there. It was hard to hear you. I think, for us, I think your point was about finishing games and closing people out. I think the first thing is obviously playing well enough for four quarters that we don't play as many close games. I think that's the first thing. And then the second thing is obviously making sure that we are prepared both mentally and physically to handle situational football and understand how we're going to play those things and our philosophy in all three phases. And then obviously build the confidence up that when those moments come, that we're all confident to make the play when the play comes. And that's coaches, that's players, that's all of us. So that's, that's what we spent all camp working on and talking about. And, I think, those games the other night, the first games of the season, I think were really valuable. Our players all watch them, and then we come in the next day and kind of go through them. What are common mistakes that show up in early games like that we have a process in place that hopefully eliminates, some of those things. And then some positives. You look at that Arizona-Hawaii game, that defensive tackles play late in the game was a great example of you can have a pretty darn good career off of effort and hustle and mentality. What a big-time play that is. If the D-tackle doesn't get involved, that guy may fall into the end zone and goes to overtime. So we try to take those games and break them down and cut them up and have discussions with the team about them. No different than we do with our coaching careers that hopefully the players can learn from experiences that we've had over 25 years or 30 years or whatever it may be. I think it's been good.
Frank Bodani, York Daily Record.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Good, real good. I wanted to ask you about your offensive line. What is the next step, you think, in the development of that group from the end of last year to now? What did you see in preseason camp that stood out to you about your line?
Yeah, I think obviously it's building confidence, number one. I think going against our defensive line and our defensive ends every single day is something that we really embrace. The iron sharpens iron mentality, going against Itor Gross-Matos and going against Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons and, Jason Owe and so on and so forth. I mean, we can list out a bunch of guys. We got so many guys, that are playing at such a high level, at the defensive end position. Daniel Joseph as well. We're excited about Adisa Isaac. All those things are really valuable. I can't imagine we're going to see a better defensive end group in the country. And then I think the other thing is the way our defense plays in practice, how much blitz and pressure. It's a fine line as a coach because you want to build that confidence, but you also want to be able to go against really challenging situations to force growth, but there's a fine line in that, and I think that's kind of, as the head coach, you kind of balance what's going in per day from an installation standpoint on offense, so our defense isn't seeing unbalanced and empty and all these non-traditional things, early on in camp, and the same thing that our offense isn't seeing every blitz under the sun when you're trying to install base. So I think that's where we all got to work together on that. But I think the biggest thing is instilling confidence in those guys. Continue to build depth. I do think we have a little bit more depth than we've had in the past in terms of guys that we think are game ready. I think we're going to have three guards that are going to play. Probably more of a rotation than we've done in the past. Not that necessarily our philosophy has changed, but more we got three guys that we think that need to play. And then the same thing at tackle. Three tackles that we feel good about as well, that those guys will play. And then hopefully as the season goes on, you feel good about four guards and you feel good about four tackles. And the same thing at the center position. So hopefully getting Juice Scruggs back here soon will also help with that depth and rotation.
Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Regarding the running backs, you talked during camp about four, Slade, Brown, Kane and Ford, and I just wondered if there was a clear starter emerging from that pack, or will it be more of a running back by committee operation?
Yeah, we'll have a clear starter in terms of the first guy that goes out. Ricky is earned, for a lot of the same reasons I talked about at the quarterback position. But one of the things that we do as well, and I don't know if we've talked about this before, the last couple years is part of our when we come out with depth charts and part of our, when we come out with, making decisions on who redshirts and who not, we have the players rank themselves, which is, I think, a really, really good discussion and a really, good way to go about it is have the defensive line rank the defensive line. How do they do it? Have the receivers rank and the running backs do it? And I'd say more times than not, fairly consistently, the players see it the same way as the coaches. I wouldn't say individual players always see it the same as the coaches, but the group does. And I think that's been really valuable. So the running back room saw the running backs the same way we did, that all four should play, but that Ricky Slade would be the starter. But we're going to rotate those guys. We plan on playing all four. And then obviously, either by game, or as the season goes on, play whoever we think is hot. It could be based on matchups because we've got different styles. Obviously, Noah Kane's got a very different style than Ricky. And there's some games where that may make sense, or there's some situations where that may make sense, whether it's 4 minute or whatever it may be. So, we'll look at all those things.
Head football coach James Franklin at his press conference earlier today. Next half hour, we'll talk about parking. I know that's an exciting part. Driving in and parking. Sean doesn't have to worry about it. And, of course, the king of Ward 4 is chauffeured in. I mean, he's driven everywhere. Have you noticed that lately?
Chauffeured in?
Ever since.
Chauffeured in? He borrowed my pass last year to go.
Ever since he got that position on an interim basis, he's spending money like a wild man. It's unbelievable.
Uh-oh.
Hey, he's getting chauffeured now places. Hey, there's a little band that plays Hail to the Chief when he walks in. I mean, this is stuff that you and I would not spend money on.
Chief, all right, okay. saw what you did there.
Yeah. I'll tell you. You know how much I like the Chief, right?
I love the Chief. Come on.
Absolutely. He's not just the Chief. He's a saint. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. So they have Temple to open, huh?
Lincoln Doug Birdsong. Yeah, Lincoln Financial Field, Saturday at 3. Yeah.
Doug Birdsong, Matty Ice. That was a three-man crew.
It is.
Was the Chief going? Greg Wetzel? Pat O'Brien? Brian Brandt? Am I getting warmer?
You're getting there.
Justin Michaels?
Actually, Bucknell and Temple played every year from 27 to 70. The winner received the old shoe trophy.
Hmm. Oh, old shoe. Oh, the suit's going to be there. There we go. So you mentioned the old shoe. It just kind of kicked right in.
Right.
1 hour staff meeting. 1 hour, huh?
Yeah. I doubt we'll have one next week, you know, coming off the Labor Day holiday, 4-day work week, so.
Oh, you're hoping. That sounds like a plea for help.
Hey, you got to have hope.
Yeah, I got to have hope.
You bet.
You know, I watched the Miami-Florida game, and that was a fun game to watch. It was also about as poorly played a game as you could possibly. I mean, I've watched that game like, what is this? In terms of the level of play, it was so poor. And what did you see in that game? And it's something I just want to forewarn everybody. You're going to see it the next two weekends. You're not going to see anywhere. It's going to be rare when you watch a game and you feel like you're watching good tackling. I don't care whether it's a high school game, a college game, or once we get to the NFL. First couple of weeks of each of the seasons, it's going to be a little raw on the tackling side because we're at the point now where really you're getting your tackling in the games. Just be forewarned and don't be one of those people that gets into the tunnel vision thing thinking that your team is the only one that doesn't tackle. Got to take a minute, watch a couple of other games, and understand why the trend is the trend. It's the way the rules are these days.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.